What are you even worried about? It's Worry Week on The Wire.
Today, I spoke to Dr. Gavin Ellis, who is the former editor-in-chief of the New Zealand Herald, about ethical journalism and what that means. We discussed the coverage of the Jamie Lee Ross saga and whether it was ethical or not. I was surprised to hear what Gavin had to say about the coverage, and I will talk a little bit about my thoughts after the interview. And I began by asking, and very much in the theme of what Worry Week is, what is ethical journalism?
Ethical journalism is the adherence to guidelines that have been established basically over the last 70 or 80 years by news media organisations to ensure that the type of journalism that is practised is fair, fair, reasonable, and I think also is journalism that does no harm. Now, by that, I don't mean that some people aren't affected by journalism, but it's a form of restraint that protects the vulnerable. You know, those people who deserve to be placed under scrutiny are not included in that definition, but people who are vulnerable are, and it requires journalists to take special care. Children, for example, need special consideration in coverage and so on. And the ethics and guidelines that have been developed over that time take note of those vulnerabilities, but also practicing good, honest journalism.
So just, I know you gave an example of those vulnerable, but could you give me a short example of those that are should be scrutinised by journalism?
The people who hold power. Now, one of the principal roles of journalism is to hold power to account. And if you're in a position of power, and that's not only political power, it can be commercial power, it can be social power, those people have to be held to account, and therefore they have to accept a certain level of scrutiny. Now, in saying that, of course, one expects that journalists will still behave in an ethical manner. They won't, for example, act dishonestly. You know, one of the basic precepts of journalism is that you do not break the law. Now, there have been instances where journalists have broken laws, but they've broken laws that were ill-conceived, ill-considered, and were in fact designed to prevent scrutiny. So, you know, it's a complex, nuanced area that, you know, you got to be really careful about saying this is right, this is wrong. You need to look at individual circumstances to judge the ethics of a particular case. Now, I said that, you know, within journalism we have guidelines, ethical guidelines that that journalists are expected to follow, must follow. It's the application of those in individual circumstances where we get into some of these grey areas and debate on journalistic ethics, which is something quite common in America, but less common here, is a way of determining, in general principles, the way in which we should judge individual instances of coverage. But it gives us a sort of a broad brush approach to it. And I think that discussing and debating and the public debating journalistic ethics is a very, very healthy thing.
Just moving on to the Jamie Lee Ross saga, as it has been referred to in the media, it was covered widely by New Zealand news agencies, and ethics were brought up a lot in terms of secret recording of conversations, mental health, and personal identification. Do you think the coverage of the Jamie Lee Ross saga was ethical?
That's a
big old question.
A big old question. You can't say yes or no. Look, I think that the coverage of the Jamie Lee Ross case was handled as best it could by journalists. What we're dealing with here was a major political party facing allegations from one of its members. Now, the backdrop to that was that that particular member was said to be having mental issues. But there was a lot going on that journalists were aware of. There was a backstory, and other agents were involved in the episode as well. And I think that the way in which the media handled it was as well as they possibly could. You've got to remember that serious allegations were made against the National Party. The National Party owed it to itself and to its members to respond to those allegations, and there was a public expectation that they would respond to them. And I think that the media handled that reasonably well. I think they also handled the issue of Jamie Lee Ross's personal issues with restraint. They couldn't ignore them because those issues were raised by the National Party and by Jamie Lee Ross himself. So it was not a matter of ignoring them. It was a matter of how the story was handled. And I think that in areas that required restraint, they were restrained. Now, in terms of the use of secret recordings, I think that there was a question that editors had to ask themselves: is it legitimate for us to use that material? I think at the end of the day, because we're talking about an organisation that may or probably will govern us again, that there were issues of public interest that I think were paramount, and it was on that basis that the decision to use some of those recordings was made.
I think
that was legitimate.
Do you think that comes back to, as you said before, that they are people of power and they have the right to be sort of, what was the word, scrutinised?
Scrutinised, yes, yeah. Absolutely. You know, there were allegations made and responses given that it was in the public interest to publish and broadcast. And I don't think that that could be avoided. But as I said, I think that there was a measure of restraint exhibited by journalists in discussion of Jamie Lee Ross's personal circumstances. And that's appropriate too. The man has a right to privacy in terms of you know, of his well-being, but he made the allegations, and the allegations were responded to, and there was a public interest duty, I think, on the part of the media to cover that.
Now, Nicky Hager addressed some of the Jamie Lee Ross issues himself and argued that journalists have a habit of attacking politicians and turning to game frames to pit politicians off against one another. Do you think that when journalists do this, they draw away from true political issues at the heart, or do they focus instead on sensationalised human interest attacks such as Ross's personal issues or Simon Bridges' travel spending?
Look, I think that the media do have a tendency to frame political stories in particular, but not limited to political stories. It has the effect, I think, of, you know, they do it to try and simplify the issue, to cut it down to what they see as the principal contest, if you like, because politics is seen as a contest. And in so doing, you know, in simplifying, they actually make it simplistic and sometimes lose the nuances that inevitably are part of these sort of episodes. So, you know, there is a tendency to frame stories along some fairly hackneyed lines, you know, game framing or you know, the sports analogies, the pugilistic analogies and so on, are common ways of doing it, and I think it's done too often. But nonetheless, it's the way that the journalism often, and particularly shorter form journalism, tends to resort to those devices to try and simplify, but as I say, tends to also oversimplify issues and gives a wrong emphasis at times too.
And do you think that's unethical, or is that just a way to interpret the information so that the audience can read it and understand it in a simple way?
Well, that's the rationale applied by journalists. Now, I don't think that it's unethical, except if it casts an episode in an erroneous light, deliberately casts something in a way that is not accurate or fair. And in those circumstances, yes, there are ethical issues involved. Otherwise, it's simply a matter of the public trying to see through the framing to the issue itself.
Do you think unethical journalism is something we should be concerned about in New Zealand? Do you think journalists need to be held more accountable for reporting unethically?
We have, in this country, both government-appointed regulators in the Broadcasting Standards Authority and self-regulation under the New Zealand Media Council. There are ways in which journalists are held to account, and they should be held to account. Of course we should be concerned about unethical journalism, but let's keep it in proportion. The vast majority of journalism in this country does adhere to those guidelines and principles that I talked about. There are exceptions, but they're not the rule.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
So we're just going to have a little bit of a talk about that, because what I found interesting is that Gavin Ellis said that journalism is unethical if it casts something in an inaccurate or unfair way, but said that the coverage of the Jamie Lee Ross case, for the most part, was ethical, because sensationalising the news or policing politicians under a game frame is a way to make the news easier to understand for readers, as well as politicians being people of power, and therefore they must be considered differently in terms of ethics, as they can be scrutinised for their actions while in power. What do you think, Damien?
I guess the word simplification, like, for me, journalism and media is more than entertainment.
Mm.
And when you go down those lines, you know.
I think it was interesting as well that he said it's a case by case basis, and I do think that's true, that it should be judged, the ethics of something should be judged on a case by case basis. But saying that sensationalising the news, it's making it easier or simple for the reader to understand. I don't know.
I think people talked about what was going on between these two members, and not really, I don't think the grand scope of it was picked out as what this actually means for the National Party and like the political
personal
outcomes of that. Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
So we're just talking about two people, not really
about the politics
behind the actual politics,
And I think it's interesting as well, because I sort of think that the average news reader or consumer doesn't study journalism or news or like, and is reading and consuming this sort of news, as he said, simplified news. But I sort of think if we dumb down the news and journalists attack politicians and pit them against one another to provide a story that is easier and more simple for the audience to understand, what does that mean for the future of journalism? Like, is that ethical? I don't know. I think it's a very interesting topic. Good Worry Week.
Worry Week on The Wire.